British Columbia, and Manitoba strengthen legislation combating pornography. As we've noted many times before, Canada has permissive pornography laws that are weakly enforced. Despite this reality, Parliament has considered several bills to protect children from being exposed to online porn and to create positive duties on pornography sites to ensure that any content they share is consensual in the last few years. None of those bills passed the previous Parliament, but they have been retabled in the current Parliament. Meanwhile, every provincial government across the country, except Ontario, has passed laws to allow people to sue for damages when an intimate image is shared without their consent. An example might be a boyfriend saving intimate images of his girlfriend and sharing those pictures with his friends without her consent after they break up as revenge porn. Another example of this might be using AI to create a pornographic picture of someone and then sextorting or threatening to release the picture if she doesn't meet some demand. Now, such sharing of intimate images without consent is already illegal at the federal level. Section 162.1 of the Criminal Code makes the sharing of such images a criminal offense punishable by time in jail. However, convicting someone of a crime is difficult and can take a long time. Furthermore, the Criminal Code doesn't directly require an internet company to take down any intimate image. Even if the person distributing the intimate image gets punished, the image can remain online and the victim may go uncompensated. And so, provincial governments have created civil avenues to compensate victims, remove images, speed up the process, or capture conduct that does not amount to a crime. ARPA covered British Columbia's legislation when it was first introduced in 2023. We also covered an update to Manitoba's legislation, which reversed the burden of proof, meaning the person sharing the intimate image must now show that he had consent to do so, rather than the victim having to establish that she did not consent. British Columbia and Manitoba are now updating their laws again to combat this form of pornography. British Columbia already had one of the most up-to-date laws, so its recent changes were relatively minor. Bill 17, the Intimate Images Protection Statutes Amendment Act, increased the maximum penalty for the sharing of an image from $5,000 to $75,000, among some more administrative changes. The law passed at the end of October. On the other hand, Manitoba has the oldest intimate image legislation in the country. And so, Manitoba's new Bill 2, the Non-Consensual Distribution of Intimate Image Amendment Act, goes much further in updating the law. Among other things, the legislation expands the definition of an intimate image to include images that are nearly nude, makes it illegal to threaten to distribute an intimate image, and expands the power of courts to require internet companies to remove intimate images from their online platform. Consent is certainly important in intimate matters, but it isn't the only thing important here. After all, there is nothing illegal about sharing photos of fully clothed people without their consent. Instead, the central issue is in the nature of what governments call intimate images. On the one hand, this is a perfectly acceptable term. These images are intimate. We often use the word intimacy as a PG word for sex. But simply referring to intimate images masks the ugly nature of what is going on. These images are pornographic. They are saved, shared, and published to do sexually arouse others, and maybe blackmail the victim to boot. Creating and sharing them is wrong in itself. It dishonors the person as an image of God. Any sexual sin, including sharing or consuming pornography like intimate images, disrespects the image of God and violates the body of the other person. Beyond sinning against another person and against God, sexual immorality is also a sin against one's own body. See 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18. All of this is contrary to what Reformed Christians confess in the Heidelberg Catechism as proper conduct toward our neighbor. The sixth commandment requires us to love our neighbors as ourselves and protect them from harm as much as we can. Question and answer 107. The seventh commandment adjures us to detest unchastity wholeheartedly and live chaste and decent lives. Question and answer 109. The eighth commandment directs us to do whatever I can and may for my neighbor's good, and that I treat others as I would like them to treat me. Question and answer 111. The ninth commandment enjoins us to do what I can to defend and advance my neighbor's honor and reputation. question and answer 112. And the 10th commandment, beyond forbidding us from coveting our neighbor's wife, demands that not even the slightest desire or thought contrary to any one of God's commandments should ever arise in our hearts. Rather, with all our hearts, we should always hate sin and delight in all righteousness. Question and answer 113. When individuals lack the internal motivation to respect the bodily and sexual integrity of others by not creating, viewing, or sharing pornographic images, legal punishment may provide another motivation. Strengthening the penalties, scope, and enforcement of laws against the sharing of non-consensual images, as both British Columbia and Manitoba are doing, honors people as image bearers of God and helps protect them against exploitation.